quicker? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chuck it.
All right.
My belly out to here.
Beer! It's posted. Keyword is
beer.
The vintage beer bracket. The ultimate vintage beer bracket is up. Oh, man. You can vote for your favorite classic beers. Whoever wrote this is great. Drink responsibly. Vote passionately. Some of the first round matches on here are pretty amazing. The one that I was contemplating right now, 248-398-9279. See which one you would vote for. Heineken versus Schlitz. Oh, Heineken versus Schlitz. You ever had a Schlitz beer?
No. I don't know. Maybe. I drank a beer with my brother-in-law at a place that we went to, and I'm pretty sure that's what they were, but I can't remember.
You can't remember because you had too many? You can't remember just because you can't remember? It's okay either way.
No, I can't remember what they were, but it sounded like that. Like, I know it was like an old Detroit-style beer or something beer. I don't know.
Mickey's Big Mouth versus Bush. I got into some Mickey's Big Mouth. We used to have, told you, I went to a party once and they had Mickey's Big Mouth and the game was to fill up the entire window. Because they were little, like, round glass. They looked like little green grenades. And you would drink them and you would fill up the whole window, windowsill. And that was the game, to fill them up. Versus Bush? Okay, Hams versus Old Style.
That's what it was, what we were drinking, was Hams.
Hams?
Now I remember. Yep, that's when I see it.
You had a question about one of these, though. What was the one you were trying to...
Well, there's a lot of these that I don't know what they are.
That's okay.
Like Blatt's? That's how you say it, right?
Blatt's beer. Right?
Even the one that it's going up against. I've never heard of either of those.
What's the other one?
Brouwers?
Okay, 248-398-9279. If you can explain Blatt's beer, if you've had that, explain that to Ryan.
There's a bunch. I think I only know about six on here.
Is that it? Skull versus Carling Black.
Brahma beer?
Yeah, Brahma beer.
What the hell is that?
I seem to remember it was like a... Was it a Brazilian beer or something? It was kind of funky. It was cool. LeBlanc Blue versus Iron City. Oh, little Pittsburgh thing there. Schmidt versus Schmidt beer. I don't know Schmidt beer. You guys, 248-398-9279.
Yeah, I need a teaching lesson here because...
We just got to drink them all, man. That's all we'll do.
We need, yeah, one of each.
Yeah, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Well, you want to go out and get some of these today for sampling purposes? Keyword beer, by the way, if you want to vote, our ultimate vintage beer bracket.
Huh. Yeah, there's a few on here that I need a teacher.
You need someone to help you with that one? Hold on, Sky River buddy, Rich and Warren. Rich, what's up, buddy?
Oh, come on. Glass beer, they had the 64-ounce glass bottle for $1.99.
Damn.
I think I was 16 years old when we started.
Say that, Rich. Watch your language. I had to dump you already. I don't want to dump people this early in the morning.
Exactly what it tasted like, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Rich.
I apologize about that.
That's okay, you sailor. All right, buddy.
So we'll try that one.
Yeah, we'll try that one. Good Lord. Yeah. All right, Rich. Have a good day, bud. There he goes. Potty mouth. Let's go to Flint. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hey, not much. You asking about that Blatt's beer?
Yeah.
That's I think it's a German, but it's a like an upgrade from Milwaukee's Best. Remember old Milwaukee?
Damn right.
Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to steal that out of my dad's cooler, that Blatt's beer.
All right.
And Rich, before he was talking about, you got the, what, 64-ounce bottle of Blatt, so, okay.
Glass bottle, that's crazy.
Good stuff there, man.
Good stuff.
All right.
That's an old beer. You don't see that on the shelves too much anymore.
Let's go do a little research, see if we can find some.
See if we can find.
Sean, make sure you vote. Keyword beer, the same number you used to call. Just text us back, keyword beer. We'll send you the link, and you can cast your vote for all the first round and our ultimate beer, our vintage beer battle.
Nice. Sounds good.
All right, man. There he goes.
Thank you, bud. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for listening, too, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. 6:30. So now you got some research. Because I'm sure that's what Hottie wants you to do, is drink a bunch of beer 2 weeks before your wedding.
Yeah, I'm going to come home tomorrow with just 15 cases of beer.
Good.
No, I got to drink these, Hottie.
For show prep.
Yeah, exactly.
Let the man drink.
Exactly.
He's got nothing.
Big Jim's house.
What's the keyword for this the poor reporter from France. France. Guy's in Washington, D.C. I don't know. There's something election thing going on or whatever. He's covering it. And then I've seen a couple live shots this week where reporters have turned around and told somebody to shut up.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones out there.
Pretty fired up. But this one, though, we welcome reporters from all around the world to cover America and discover us. And then we try to assimilate with them. We want to, like, be one with them. We want them to know, hey, man, we appreciate French. We love French culture. We love you guys. Check out what this does. Again, keyword is
France.
Yeah, check this guy on the back.
And I've been to France. It's beautiful.
I
love a croissant. I love an omelette du fromage.
Oh, my God.
I love omelette.
The reporter couldn't continue after that. He'd lost it.
All I hear is like the French guy from Monty Python, the Holy Grail. Can't you tell I'm French by my ridiculous accent?
I love that. Anytime you do French, you just it's just make noises.
When my oldest was in elementary school, they had a like thing where they did like Flag Day, where they were going to celebrate all the different countries. So he went and auditioned for France.
Right.
But when he got up there to read the line, and you're just supposed to read the line about the country of France was established in 16 whatever and da-da-da. He tried in a French accent.
Oh, no.
And he sounded like the French chef from The Little Mermaid. He was up there going, the country was established in 16 for a sex. He actually went, Like, dude.
Oh.
All right, keyword France again. This is what has come to in our country.
And I've been to France. It's beautiful.
I
love a croissant. I love an omelette du fromage.
I love an omelette.
God.
All right, keyword France.
Your journey. Don't stop believing.
Big Jim's House.
CSX 710 is Big Jim's House. Vintage beer bracket is up. This is going to be fun. If you want to vote, text us. The keyword is
beer.
Yeah. We'll send you a link right to your phone. Some good ones up there. Altus is in the mix. I saw Löwenbräu. I do remember getting my hands on Löwenbräu in high school. I don't know who got them, but I remember that. Here's a question for you. If you got time this morning, great. 248-398-9279. What was your first beer, and how old were you? Are you willing to admit it? How'd you get your hands on your very first beer in honor of our vintage beer bracket, keyword beer? Maybe you had a fake ID with a Russian name on it. Are we allowed to say that or no? I'm not saying who.
Yeah,
248-398-9279. How old were you when you got your first beer? What was your dad? Does that counts?
That's what I was wondering, if that counts or... Because you'd go get your parents beers and they'd give you a sip of it.
Yeah.
So it was like your reward for getting them beer. Miller Lite was what they drank. Oh, that's all I remember them drinking when I grew up.
Now, if you're smart, you shook the can up before you took it to them. That way, when you popped it, it would foam and then you would get more beer.
Oh.
You didn't do that?
No, I would just open it on the way there and steal a couple sips. And then he'd come and, hey, here you go. So by the time I got 4 or 5 sips of it in.
248-398-9279 was your first beer in honor of our vintage beer bracket. We couldn't, I've told you a story many times. You couldn't drink in my grandma's house. She forbid it. But there was a fridge full of beer in the garage. You couldn't carry a beer through the house. So when the uncles would all come over, they'd sit in the backyard and grill and do that. Well, as kids, we would have to go and get the beer and then take it to them. But we'd shake it up.
Doing laps around the house.
So we're always
day.
Walking around. That's what we did. I mean, we were, you know, little beer mules for our uncles. That was the funniest part about it. You think about it. You weren't allowed to have a beer in my grandma's house. But it was okay if you came in just hammered from sitting outside after like 4 hours for dinner. What's for dinner, Ma? What's for dinner? Keep that outside. Well, he's in here now and he's kind of drunk. Yeah, that's how my first beer. Probably like 14, I think. No, I think it was younger than that when I was sipping Oli.
Big Jim's House.
720, it's Big Jim's House. Our vintage beer bracket is posted. The keyword is
Beer.
beer.
You had
Sorry,
a couple?
I was just thinking of them, yeah.
Okay.
Beer.
This is fun, though. Okay. No, we're not going to slur our words. It's too early. Okay. 248-398-9279, keyword beer. But in honor of this beer bracket, our vintage beer bracket that's up this morning, and you can vote. It's really cool. We got some classic beer commercials up there as well. And you can share your bracket. It's going to cause a lot of debate. What was the first beer you ever had? Do you remember it? How old were you? 248-398-9279. Hold on. Kevin and Taylor, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I was in ninth grade. We stole a six-pack of hams from the grocery store.
Hams.
And drank that and drank it warm. Didn't know it should be cold.
Nobody does. There's no instructions. Yeah, it's just cans of beer.
Yeah.
And you probably felt like you were on top of the world, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We thought we were bad. We just stole something and got a little bit of buzz. I didn't drink beer for a long time after that because it didn't taste too good warm.
Yeah. Old Milwaukee's the only one that tastes good warm. All right, Kevin, you have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Okay.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. Tim texted in. What did he say?
Yeah, Tim said Stroh's from the stubby bottle when it was brewed here in Detroit.
Yeah, if you're doing these brackets, who is Stroh? Who is the Steel Reserve, right?
In
the
first round? Yeah.
That's not even a matchup. Come
kind
on,
close,
it's Stroh's.
Right?
There's some good ones. Falstaff. Oh, Falstaff versus Little Kings. I don't want to be part of that one. I don't know that I can vote on that. Love them both. 248-398-9279. Well, where'd you get your first beer? None of our vintage beer bracket. Keyword, of course, is
beer.
And you did the thing with your dad where your dad had to go get a beer and then you would sip some.
Yeah, it was your reward for going and getting them one. You'd always get a little bit.
Did you ever, like, in high school, have, like, your dad, like, just toss you a beer and go, well, you're old enough now, have a beer with us?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. He did it. One time I remember specifically the story. Downstairs in our basement, we had a bar, and I walked down, and he was all pumped up because he had a huge sale at work.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, sit down with me, Rye. Have a couple drinks with me. So I sat down there. I think a senior in high school. And he's like, come on, let's go. Had a couple beers with him.
Did he?
Yeah.
How did Mom feel about that?
I don't know, even know if she knew until, like,
she does now.
Years later.
When I came back after boot camp, and I flew back to see my family, and the uncles took me out to a bar. I was 21. It's actually after, like, submarine school and everything else.
Right.
So they took me out to a bar. And I thought, this is awesome. I'm out drinking with my uncles. Had me a beer, man. A little tap, boom, a couple beers.
Right.
Beer, peanuts, sitting there, just having a great time, man. Uncles are ordering drinks, get up. They stuck me with the check.
What a move.
I know.
What a move.
They called me to take me out, and I wound up paying. Our vintage beer bracket is up. Text us. The keyword is
beer.
Yes, sir. You can vote. You can watch classic videos. Stroh's, Altus, they're all up there. Mickey's. The problem is I'm going to have to get some Mickey's Big Mouth today. Now that we were talking about this.
Mouth blaster.
248-398-9279. Where'd you get your first beer? Bobby is giving us some crap this morning. Ah, a sip of your dad's beer at 14. That's cute. My dad used to give me half of a juice glass full when I'd asked, starting at 4. And I distinctly remember having a highball at my grandparents when I was in second grade when the adults were having a drink. My parents also let me have wine in the evening sometimes when I was in junior high and up. They never made it a big deal, so I wouldn't make it a big deal as I got older and went to parties. It mostly worked. Oh, I do remember my Uncle Don was the wine guy. Yeah, he always had, like, and he had Gallo wine, like the jug of wine.
Right.
And
oh,
they put
yeah.
that on the table.
Big old handle.
Yeah. My grandma was just, you could actually hear her eyes roll. Teaching the kids. 248-398-9279. Beer for the beer bracket. But how old were you when you first, when somebody's texting in about a liquor store, was it John R.? Who was it? Sorry, I just threw that out.
Oh, no,
there.
Right here. Don said, Mickey's Big Mouth Little Barrels. I was 13. And there was a store on John R. just north of 8 Mile that would sell to anyone. You just had to pick it up in the alley.
You had to pick it up in the alley. That's fantastic.
Hey, if I'm not giving it to him in my store.
I'm like, it doesn't count if I hand it to him in the alley. It does.
Big Jim's House.
Just text us that keyword. You go up there and vote.
Beer, beer,
Stroh's, Altus, they're all there. Little Kings, Mickey's Big Mouth. PBR's up there too, right?
Yes, PBR's up.
Brahma's in there too. Got to find. I don't even know if I can get a Brahma beer anymore. Probably can't.
There's a lot of these I've never heard of.
That's okay, though. This is all for research purposes. You can go out and just get a bunch of beer. So we've been talking about your first beer. You and I had pretty similar, dad gave you a sip of the beer.
Yeah, you got to try a little bit for helping him out and getting him one.
Yeah. 248-398-927, that's what you did. Hey, good job. Here's a sip of beer. I was 3. I didn't know anything. I'm kidding. I was like 13, I think. Middle school. Seemed to be about the age. Yeah. My family, 13 was kind of late. Anyway, Doug just texted in about some Dry County where he got his. What was that?
Yeah, Doug goes, I was a teenager and lived in Kentucky in a Dry County when we would go to the bootlegger Stroh's. We would get bootlegger Stroh's. 50 cents a can, each of them as cold as the stream they were kept in. He was 13 or 14 and your money was your ID.
Well, there you go. So you go to the bootlegger and say, give me some Stroh's, 50 cents a can. He pulls them out of the stream, hands them to you, and then you walk up.
That's awesome.
Blood straight out of Central. Hold on. Hey, Jake. Can she hear? She can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Grab mic. Mic 3. There you go. Right there. Now, wait a minute. You had a fake ID, right?
Kind of. It wasn't mine. Okay. I borrowed a fake ID.
But what was the name on it?
Yelena Shvetlaknya.
What the hell is that? Is that Russian? German? What is that?
I was told it was Czech.
So now let me ask. Because anyone who had a fake ID, you thought up a backstory. Did you have a backstory? Did you know her? Did you know Yelena's history? Did you know anything about her?
She was from Indiana. I was in Illinois at the time. I don't know. I memorized her address. And I was just trying to focus on how to say the name correctly.
Okay, one more time. What's the name again?
Yelena Shvetlaknya.
Try it, Ryan.
Yelena Shletnika?
Yeah, to say it with confidence so they believe that
it's
you. There it
is. See, she gets it. Yelena Shletnika. Try it again, Ryan.
Yelena Shletnika. I don't know why I'm...
Helps if you don't laugh.
Just because we're talking about vintage beer doesn't mean you have to sound drunk on the air.
Shletnika.
Try it one more time.
Yelena Shletnika.
There it is. Is that good?
Yeah.
Not bad.
And she was from Indiana, but you were in Illinois at the time.
Yeah.
So you had a backstory.
One of them normal Indiana names.
What was her address? Do you still remember it?
Oh, God, no. I forgot it that night.
Okay.
Yelena. That was just to walk into the bar. You had to know it.
Okay. Yelena Shletnika. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Ange. One more time. Try it, Ryan.
Yelena Shletnika.
No. You didn't get that one. I love how you said normal Indiana. Thank you, Angie. Normal Indiana name. What do you think it was, like Jack and Diane from Pink Houses Lane? It's a picture of them sucking on chili dogs in their ID. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yelena Shletnika. That's a great one. Did you know anyone who had a fake ID? I honestly don't think I knew anyone in high school who had a fake ID.
In high school, no. College, I lived up in East Lansing. And
yes.
I would say 80% of underaged East Lansing kids were from Pennsylvania.
Is that where you got?
Yeah, I might be out. It was a long time ago. But you'd go online, you'd order these IDs, and they would get sent to you in a pair of kids' tennis shoes.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding you. In the sole. So you'd rip the sole out, there'd be 5 of them there for you. So you'd pay for them, they'd give you 5 of them. Everybody was from Pennsylvania, but they were legit. They scanned at liquor stores and everything.
No.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
Really?
Yep. I never got one.
We lose Alex Trebek yesterday, passed away at the age of 80. If you want to see some...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The just wonderful videos that everyone has shared and everything about Alex Trebek with Jeopardy and more. Text us. The keyword is...
Alex.
Yeah. Pop culture as far as Jeopardy, but then the SNL bits with Will Ferrell. And do you remember before Sean Connery, do you remember who his foil was? It was Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Norm MacDonald played Burt Reynolds. Yeah, yeah. And then Sean Connery came on there and did that. Always potent.
I love that he still played 70s. Burt Reynolds.
Exactly, yeah.
The current one.
Try it out. Chewing a gum. But one of the best things that Trebek did on Jeopardy, and there's so many things that's cool, but didn't you love when he would read rap lyrics?
Oh, that was the best.
Because you figure you're hosting the show, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but they had changed the rules. You couldn't buzz in until he read the last word.
Right.
So he had to read every question the same cadence as he did, and now I'm talking about the Puddin' Pups. So when he's reading rap lyrics, he had to do the same thing.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy, because the F is for finisher. Panda, 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 panda. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it.
I love panda, but is it panda, 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 panda?
Now, how did nobody ever get him to do an album? Just a spoken word rap album.
That is a great question. But he did more. He did classic rock too, man.
Colin? Rockers 2000.
Girls, 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 long legs and burgundy lips. Girls, 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 dancing down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Colin?
Who's Motley Crue?
Yeah, you knew all of those. Way to go.
Nice there. See? Again, keyword Alex. We have those posted up there.
So great.
Driving in this morning, racking my brain. What do we play? What do you play? For Alex Trebek. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Great Kin Band, Jeopardy. Not the Weird Al version either. Not doing that. 248-398-9279. Keyword again is...
Alex.
Big Jim's House.
All right, we need your help on this one. Ryan, I've been trying to figure this out this morning. The keyword is garage.
Garage.
This guy is going to do his Evel Knievel jump. Goes up the ramp. They've got like... You ever seen these ramps they built on trailers where they just drop the back? They're like stunt ramps, right, so they can use them. So, well, listen closely, because we're trying to figure all this out.
The bike all right?
No, the bike is not all right.
Yeah, I can the gear. It falls neutral. We're good.
You all right? Yeah. You okay?
Take a second.
Okay, well, the first thing they did before they checked on him, they checked on the bike.
Yeah.
He claims that he missed a gear and then tried to stop. But we've all been in that situation where you try to stop and then you fall, but then he fell off the edge of the ramp. What you hear is him falling off the ramp.
He just tumbled over the front edge of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just completely crashed. You asked me a question this morning that I can't answer. Even as I watched the video, I know I've ridden dirt bikes and stuff, but I've never ridden motorcycles that much. Did he really miss a gear or did he chicken out?
See, because to me, that's the perfect, like, oh, I tripped and start doing push-ups. You know what I mean?
I know. Exactly.
Because he's like, yeah, the gear slipped, man. It wouldn't go out of
it
gear.
It went into neutral. Like, you hit the brakes, dude. He hit the brakes. 248-398-9279.
I think this guy was just using that as an excuse. Oh, man, you know, gear slipped.
We've all been there.
Gear slip, brakes are shot, boom.
Again, and I don't think they believed it because they checked on the bike before him. He literally just like, remember how Evel Knievel would run to the edge of the ramp and then look and then back up? Well, he did that, but he just went over the edge.
It's like every kid when you were 12 years old that took you 18 attempts to jump off of the foot ramp.
This looks like if Wile E. Coyote tried to do an Evel Knievel jump, this is how it would go.
No, the bike is not all right.
Yeah, I the gear. It falls neutral. We're good.
You all right?
Yeah.
You okay?
Take a second. Sit down.
We're not being mean. We're just asking. Watch the video. Did he really miss a gear, or was he just... I forgot about tripping doing push-ups. You're right.
That's that. What that move
did you
was.
Just trip? No, I'm doing push-ups.
What are you talking about, man?
Jim's house here. Want to take a minute and thank you, everybody. First and foremost, thank you. Your notes, your support for Glenn Friday, last Friday, was what we shared with the City Commission, with Royal Oak and the mayor. Mayor Forney actually stopped by for our live broadcast Friday there. Appreciate him popping in. But none of this goes without you. 4 years ago, when we did Glenn Fry Drive, it was your support. But the Maritime, Jim Ellison, and Gary Briggs and everybody there were like, let's do it. Then 4 years later, it was just like, boom, done. But we're not done. People would ask, so are the t-shirts gone? Like, uh-uh. Just text us. The keyword is...
The keyword is Fry.
F-R-E-Y. We'll send you a link. Three different colors, sizes up to 4X, and all the proceeds go to the Michigan Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. All right? So, if you can, if you're feeling it, man, you want to buy somebody something in your life who's a classic rock fan, this is a collector's item.
These are some cool shirts.
Yeah, they look great.
The logo on the front, oh, it's awesome.
Have you picked a color yet?
I have not.
We have black, I think there's like Heatherstone or all these different, what are the three, you have it? What are the three options?
Heatherstone.
Yeah.
I should
have. She was a reporter, Channel 7, I think. I don't remember.
Heatherstone.
Keyword Fry. So you will text him. And by the way, my man Anthony, you don't know, Anthony helped us out. Anthony is inktoanything.com is their website, and just a great bunch of people. I almost gave your cell phone on the air, Anthony. I won't do that. Apologize. But yeah, inktoanything really helped us out to make sure we get those shirts over to Fox 2 for Friday morning so we can promote this and raise some more money for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. So, Anthony, you the man. Everybody else, you the man, you the man, you the man, you the man, you the woman, you the man, you the woman, you the woman. It's going to be a thing now, right? We got Glenn Fry Day every year.
Right.
So we'll be out there partying. Social distancing. Maybe next year we can actually like hang out with people. Have a band there in the morning? Because we are in a neighborhood.
I don't know. And there'll be school going on next year, hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just get that guy with the acoustic guitar to come out and play next year.
Get the marching band come
Look
out.
Look at us. We're already planning. We've already skipped past Christmas and Easter and everything else. We're just thinking about next November. Did you figure out a color yet for your shirt? Which one do you want?
I don't know. I think more of a reddish color. They're all the same. They say the same. I don't get it. I don't know. Go check out the store for yourself and see which one you want.
Are you all flustered now? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you.
No, it's not you. I don't know, an idiot or something.
You can't figure out the colors?
No. I mean, there's three on here, but they all are the same thing.
Keyword Fry, if you want to help Ryan buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Show me the colors.
Show me the colors. Well, one color I can tell you about for sure is Leadfoot Gray, because that's my new F-150 from Bill Brown Ford. Love this color. Love it. And a lot of people said, where'd you get the truck? I'm like, Bill Brown Ford, BillBrownFord.com. They're like, do you think they have more? I'm like, dude, they have an insane inventory. They have it's one of the largest inventories in the United States. Did you catch that? In the U.S. They are the number one Ford truck dealer in the country. Number one Ford dealer in Michigan when it comes to that. But just when you're looking for an F-150 or any of the F-Series trucks, you go to Bill Brown Ford. That's what you do. You go to Livonia. Go to the website first, though, BillBrownFord.com. That's what I did when I started this whole process. You check it out, find the truck you want with the options you want, and they'll even show you pictures of it. Think about it now. Like, my dad used to go get a car every couple of years when I was a kid growing up. We never knew what the hell he was bringing home. I don't even think he knew. He would just go and get one. Now you can pick out all the options, everything you want, and it's an F-150. It's so pretty. Leadfoot gray, though. I got that out there right out in the parking lot right now, as a matter of fact. Bill Brown Ford. You know you want an F-150, and you want it now. You don't want it. CSX Big Jim's house here, around 9:20. Donnie coming in at 10. She'll actually be at Lady Jane's this week. We'll be there Friday morning broadcasting live. We'll explain what we're doing, too, because we want to help out. Help. Text us. Why am I making people wait for this? Text us. The keyword is
vet.
We want to help out five veterans here in the Motor City, along with Wicked Awesome Wishes. Give them $1,000. But we need to know who they are first. The nominations end Wednesday. Vet, V-E-T. 248-398-9279. All right. We lost Alex Trebek yesterday. We had that announcement. Norm Crosby, too. You wouldn't know Norm Crosby. Norm was, it's kind of funny that we're talking about beer earlier this morning, because Norm was in a bunch of the Miller Lite commercials.
Okay.
He would intentionally change words, like the shape of them and stuff. And the actual, you got to look up Norm Crosby to understand. He was a pretty big comedian. But getting back to Trebek. Now, we have all these posted. The keyword is...
Alex.
Yeah. There's so many great videos, so many things you could dive into. We've been talking about it already this morning, but when this guy... This was recently. Wasn't this like a couple weeks ago?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, this is going to hit you in the feels. This young man sharing what Alex Trebek meant to him.
The new champion, $20,400 for Bert Packer.
Any family members back home cheering you on?
You know, here's a true story, man. I grew up, I learned English because of you. And so my grandfather, who raised me, I'm going to get tears right now. I used to sit on his lap and watch you every day. So it's a pretty special moment for me, man. Thank you very much.
And you could see Trebek didn't, he was just like floored.
Oh, yeah. He was kind of holding it back, too.
Remember a couple of years ago, there was someone put the we love you, Alex, in the final Jeopardy question when he first found out he was dealing with prostate cancer.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
damn it. Am I the only one surprised that he was 80? I had no idea.
Really? No, I see.
To me, he just seemed like, I don't know, he was always younger to me,
Always looked amazing, yeah. So we lose Alex Trebek. You're right. It was, you know, as far as growing up, I don't remember a time without him as doing Jeopardy. And I know they're going to run shows. They've taped them through the year.
Yeah, we have a bunch of new ones, yeah.
And then Ken Jennings should be the next host. It makes sense.
I'm wondering, though. I've just found out he is on a game show network show right now, Ken Jennings. He's like the host player of the game.
I'm sure he could get out of it for Jeopardy.
I don't want him.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. He's like perfect. The guy that much.
Ken Jennings?
Yeah.
He'd be perfect. What was that?
I don't know. That's what he...
I like Ken. Yeah, Ken would be good. Now, the other guy who was the one from Vegas, no.
No, you can't have him host.
You don't want
no.
Brad Holzhauer, no. I honestly think Ken Jennings was kind of already chosen. I seriously think that it's a done deal.
Well, and I think they've had their pick for a while now.
Yeah. Although, do you remember who Alex said he wanted?
No.
Betty White.
Oh, when they asked
him. TSX Big Jim's House here, 9:40. Donnie coming in from Lady Jane's at 10 o'clock. We mentioned a little bit earlier, but again, I want to emphasize this. Veterans Day this Wednesday. Our buddy John will be out standing in Taylor on Eureka Road. They're saluting again.
Yep.
So, and we're doing our part. We want the least we can do. We've teamed up with Lady Jane's and we want to help 5 veterans here in the Motor City that need a helping hand. It's our I thank you. So all you gotta do is text us. The keyword is
vet.
If it's you or somebody you know, but we need to know who they are. And we've only got until Wednesday, Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we'll all broadcast live from Lady Jane's, hang out there. We'll give them $1,000 each, haircuts, breakfast, the whole thing. Now, here's the other thing. What do you want to hear on Wednesday? Donnie has been gracious enough to let us stay on a little bit later. I'm going to stay until noon on Wednesday for Veterans Day and play requests. Legitimate requests. What do you want to hear? If you're a veteran, 248-398-9279, you can call, you can text. What do you want to hear? We'll play them. Anything. Anything at all. Except Fred Bear, because apparently Ryan gets a little triggered about that one. But
I'll allow it up.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Get outside, enjoy this beautiful day. If you're in the Birmingham area, pop into Lady Jane's. Donnie's over there in the broadcast lounge. Our vintage beer bracket, keyword of course is
beer.
Great response. People having fun with that. You guys were all over it this morning.
I voted. Did you vote?
I haven't voted for all of them yet. Who'd you vote for? It's a big bracket. There's a lot of beer on there. I got to find out about a Brahma beer, if they still exist.
I basically voted for the ones I knew or have heard of before, so.
That makes sense.
Figured that was the way to go.
That happens to most people when they get to the backside of a ballot anyway. I've said before, if your name was Barry Iserman Sanders, you could win anything in this town.
I saw a poster of that once. But, yeah.
What's your name? Gordy Sanders. I'm voting for you. Anyway, yeah, Altus is on there. Stroh's. Little Kings.
Iron City.
Which, by the way, Little Kings, little insight. Those are the beer choice for our program director.
Yeah.
Yeah, we touched the nerve of that this morning, man. I think Heineken's on there, too. Is Heineken on there?
Yeah, Heineken's on here.
Got a drink of Heine? That's like, what are you doing, drinking Heine?
It's up against Schlitz.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
I think I go Schlitz on that one. Anyway, keyword beer. You can vote. We're back tomorrow morning. We'll talk about my my elevator story.
Love it.
Such a stupid story. I missed something that it's pretty embarrassing that I missed it, and I almost killed myself in an elevator. I'm not joking. What kind of joking? We'll get into that as well. Battle of the Burbs tomorrow. We'll be back with that. You get some wedding planning? Less than 2 weeks to the wedding, right? How many days?
Yeah, less than 2 weeks, what you just said.
You're not keeping track?
I don't know.
You don't have a countdown?
14, 13, a couple.
You don't have like a on the wall at home?
I don't know. I have a countdown to my vacation, which is right after the wedding. I just don't like that I keep bringing that up over the wedding.
Yeah, I would think so. Focus on the wedding, then the honeymoon. Wow. Okay. Donnie's coming in next. I'll be back tomorrow. Ryan, 50-50 chance after this. He may be back tomorrow with a limp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.